that that would, you know, would be a positive, you know, form in terms of, you know, the future for accountability? Or is there any other ideas that you have that you think, you know, sort of very immediately that we need to get, you know, started? That we need to put up with
into practice? We are in a technological state, Aaron.
Right.
Where everyone wants to trust technology. If you're going to utilize technology, having a small camera on an officer while he has to pursue a criminal or an outlandish criminal, then you know what? It protects the officer. It also protects the person who might be the alleged perpetrator. And no one's in violation, because if an officer needs to pursue an unwanted defect or cause of action, then he's justified. When they violate that, then you know what? Then you have to be punished according to your own rules. If you have your own legal training, which you know, yesterday's lunch, there was sensitivity training. We don't want to do more sensitive training, but there's an underlying problem that I think no one wants to have a conversation about.
Right.
This, again, this conflict between the racial and prejudicial underlying attitudes that this country's been built on, that they used to exist. You have people from different generations, you have people from different communities, you have to people from different backgrounds who don't respect one another. So because they're put on a uniform and go to 3 months or 6 months of training, does maybe not, does that change what I got to go back home to an enabling agent every day? Because my neighborhood is this kind of neighborhood.
So how about we, in terms of the neighborhood, in terms of community affairs and kind of, you know, really building grassroots, you know, relationships between the community and the NYPD. Isn't it true you recently, a few weeks ago, were you involved in organizing a night basketball game involving the NYPD and community residents?
Yes, there was a basketball game that was organized by community residents, clergy, Christian fellowship, and you had youth who were on the cusp of getting in trouble, some that were in trouble on the last night, you know, getting them back on the court. You know, when myself, you know, we got out there and we played, you know.
Oh, I saw pictures of you. I know you got out on the court, sir. I know. Those kinds of things, sir, you know, going forward, I mean, as far as ideas, you know, sort of positive things, and, you know, any more sort of ideas, you know, make people, give folks some hope, you know, sort of what are some ideas for going forward? Praise, you know, I'm gonna put a little praise. provide the youth with the opportunities, and I just, you know, I'm happy to see sort of what I've been seeing coming out of your office. So I appreciate you sticking around with us. I think we're actually just about at the 15-minute mark. So let's end with that. This is Councilman Andy King. I'm Adam Bermudez, and we're the Bronx Chronicle. So thanks very much, Councilman.
No, please, definitely.